We've got you covered. CCFM is everywhere.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Yes, it is the time of the show. It's 10:15. I've got my good friend Graham in studio. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Morning, Saki. Good. How are you doing?
I am good. How was your week or weekend?
Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. We were up the West Coast. My daughter was doing some gymnastics in Saldanha, but yeah, good to be back in Cape Town, and yeah, I can't believe it's Wednesday already.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. So we have another guest, but not in studio, as we are live on our Facebook and YouTube channel. Who are we talking to this morning, Graham?
Yeah, so today we've got Ilse Dippenaar joining us. I'll let her introduce herself just now, but she's dialing in from KZN. She's an ex-Afrikaans teacher, and my intro is not going to do her justice, so she'll have a chance to introduce herself just now. And she's a CEO and founder of UpEdLearn, which is an online language learning platform.
Yeah.
So as you know, we love talking to innovative founders, and particularly those who've perhaps not come from a typical entrepreneurial background, but where they've seen an opportunity and then just, you know, gone for it. So as I said, Ilse is in KZN. She's joining us on StreamYard. So welcome, Ilse.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me. Very happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. How is your morning so far?
It's been most excellent. The sun is shining here in KZN, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to you all today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Cool. Well, Ilse, I mean, you're a public speaker, so this is going to be easy for you. You know, you're on StreamYard. Just put on your public speaking face. But we're delighted to have you. Can you just give us a brief introduction to who is Ilse?
Well, I wear many hats. So I'm wife to Yaku. He is a music teacher, and he's currently already living in Cape Town because we are planning on moving there very soon. He's head of department at Jan van Riebeek in Cape Town. I'm mom to Anya. She's 23, a chef, prospective psychology student, and Nina, grade 12, an aspiring doctor. So that is me. I am passionate about learning, passionate about education in South Africa, education in Africa, and it is because of my own really checkered background with regards to education. I really struggled, and I only learned how to learn much later in my life that demystifying what it is to learn and to acquire is something that I love doing. And then something really interesting, I was at the ripe age of 47, I was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and ADHD, and suddenly so much of my learning journey made sense because I understood how my brain worked. So that's just a little bit short and sweet about myself.
So I'm going to quiz you a little bit. I believe you're going to sing for us. I'm joking, but you were at the Drakensberg Boys Choir for a while. Do you want to maybe just share a little of that snippet, Ilse? Or not?
Yes. No. So Yaku is actually the musician. I always say I'm the cheerleader. He, as a music teacher, he was a conductor at the Drakensberg Boys Choir School relatively early in our marriage. So I lived there for about 2 years in the Champagne Valley, which was idyllic. But I've lived on school properties for most of my marriage. So Hilton College for 16 years, Michael House for 3 years, and now I live just in Howick in KZN.
Wow, fantastic. So look, you've told us a bit about you, and I think that's a nice sort of taster and teaser for the audience. But, you know, we spoke a bit about UpEd, so won't you maybe just tell the listeners a little bit, what is UpEd, and, you know, and why did you start it?
So I didn't want to be a teacher when I was at school. I did anything to just get away from school. But when we were at the Drakensberg Boys Choir School, they didn't have enough teachers, and the Champagne Valley, there wasn't anyone that could step in, and they needed a teacher. And because of my background in children's ministry, and so I said, okay, I will do this. And while I was teaching those boys, who are amazing, I must say, I realized that I love this act of teaching. So after that, I decided I'm going to do my degree. And after my really difficult education journey at school, because of having learned how to learn now, I was able to pass my degree very well, and then went on to teach at St. Anne's, one of the top five schools in South Africa, and at Hilton College, and just found my special interest there, which is the acquisition of additional language. And so in 2017, I created this app, which is called UpEd Learn. It was initially called Slimfis because it was only for learning Afrikaans.
Okay.
But so what the app does is it measures what a child knows, not what a child should know because of their age, but actually what they know. And then it adapts the content of what the child should be learning and should know, adapts it to that child's need, and then guides them through lessons, exercises, and tests to where they should be, and assist them in the mastering of concepts. And that is the thing about learning, it's mastery. And it's only then that real learning has taken place. It's not the, oh, I can say all of these facts, but I am able to master a concept. And that has become my special interest.
Sure.
Well, that's fascinating, you know, and I think so often with entrepreneurs, you kind of, it's either a passion or it's a gap in the market, and clearly, Ilse, in your case, it was a little bit of both, you know. I mean, you kind of stumbled upon your passion. It's almost like by accident, it's something you didn't want to do, but, you know, I guess, you know, also understanding where that opportunity lay, and perhaps it's because of the difficulties you faced growing up that, you know, subconsciously, perhaps you're seeking out a way to make learning easier for people across the spectrum, you know, excuse the pun, you know, and you've shifted from, I guess, a teaching background and started UpEd, but, you know, what were some of the challenges and the transitions you need to make or needed to make when you moved from a relatively structured teaching environment into running a business? So it's one thing to say, oh, I understand education, the concept behind UpEd, but what were some of those sort of, yeah, things you had to go through when you went from saying, okay, I'm getting a salary and now I'm taking this leap of faith to build something new and build a business?
So I got to a place in my journey as a teacher where firstly I realized that I don't fit into a school environment because of it being so structured, and just saying yes because I have to say yes when I passionately believe that it should be done a different way. That didn't sit well with me. I became really dissatisfied and frustrated with my learners struggling to do something that should be easy, as Afrikaans is one of the easiest languages in the world to learn. And I had to say that Afrikaans is a difficult language to learn. And I just couldn't tell that lie to protect the teachers not doing what they should be doing. And even I just couldn't do it. So I loved app, and I have since realized that I have an appetite for risk. So I asked, and my husband asked me, and we asked each other, how difficult can it be? And now we look back and we laugh at the audacity and the innocence of that question, because I had to learn a lot, and stumble a lot and scrape my knees and fall down and get up again and wipe all the tears and the sore away, and then just get up and do it again. And what I'm asking my learners to do is to lean into the discomfort of not knowing and of trying again and again until I master something. And I had to, in a way, eat my own dog food first. I had to go through that process of leaning into discomfort, of learning, of failing, and just doing it again and again. So I've had to learn to own up to what I can do and can't do. I've had to learn not to downplay that what I can do, but actually lean into that as well and take that and run with it. Push through difficult things. I've got to learn to read, 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 and read a bit more, and then probably one of my most difficult things as a teacher. I have a growth mindset. I look at people, I see potential, and I want to help them reach that potential. But realizing that when people tell me that they can't do something, and that's a firm belief within themselves, that even the best teaching cannot change that. That that's something that needs to come from within them. I need to believe people when they tell me things about themselves.
You know, I mean, so you've spoken a little bit there about, you know, some of the changes you needed to make. But, you know, when you started your own business, what are some particularly difficult situations or challenges that you've had to deal with? You know, so, you know, whether it's raising funding or whether it's kind of trying to convince people in your idea, in your idea or your vision, like what have been the hardest things for you in sort of starting UpEd? I mean, it's been what, almost 7 years now, you know, and it probably feels like you're a week in. But what have been the big challenges and how have you dealt with those?
So to convince people that I'm passionate about what I do, that is not difficult. And I found that it is not the money, it is the people. So learning the hard way that I am not special. I actually do need a contract with my developer to protect my intellectual property. That was a really, really hard lesson to learn, that good boundaries protect both of us, and that I cannot leave myself, my intellectual property. The people who believe in me, the investors, I cannot leave them exposed. And so that was really difficult, and I had to completely scrap the old app and rebuild a new app. And it was released in January 2020, and then COVID hit. And then staying afloat, finding a mentor was particularly difficult, which I never thought would be difficult, but someone who can sit and talk through things with me. And then pivoting, having a plan, having a, this is what I believe to be the best, and then hearing people around me and realizing that budgets have closed. The life after COVID is completely different. And then changing our business models from supplying schools to offering the app to parents. So those were, it was the people that was difficult. It is not the money that is difficult. If and I'm not downplaying investment and the efforts and how difficult that is. But it is always the people that I struggle with the most and that I learned from the most and learned the most about myself from the most.
Yeah, you know, and I think you've touched on some important things there. You know, like it's one thing dealing with people and thinking, oh, we do business on a handshake because we trust them. But it's also, as you say, when you're building a business, you do need to think about the stuff like putting contracts in place and all of those sorts of things. And nobody teaches you this at school or when you become an entrepreneur. You sometimes need to learn those the hard way. And then the other thing is also, you know, it's a cliche, but they say the only constant is change. And I think more so as an entrepreneur, just as you think you've cracked it, something changes. You've got to redevelop the app, and it's a constantly evolving process. So what UpEd's going to look like, and probably leads into sort of the next question, you know, what it looks like in 3 years' time is probably very different to, you know, what it looks like now. But Ilse, let's move on. You know, so in the few years that you've been running with UpEd, what's been your biggest achievement so far? What is the thing that you're most proud of?
So if you look at our pitch deck, you would say it would be things like our first app sold. I still remember who it was. It was our accountant's son, because he believed in us. You know, that I think is an achievement. And it could be the awards that we've won or the invitations that we've gotten. But for me personally, and even for us as a business, it is the child who got 27% for Afrikaans in grade 11 and at the end of matric writing me a message and saying to me that he had a really difficult relationship with his grandparents and His achievement in Afrikaans, his improvement in Afrikaans was the first time his granddad ever said to him, "I'm proud of you." Oh. That to me, that is achievement in my mind. It is the mom who messages us and said, "I'm sitting here in tears, my child improved with so many percent," or the child that writes that sent me a WhatsApp to say, "I improved with 21%. It is again the human stories. Those to me, that is the true mark of achievement. It isn't. It is the business. It is the growth that we've had. It is the pivoting that we've done. It is the lessons that we've learned. But to me, it is doing what I've always wanted it to do, and that is changing people's perception about themselves, their abilities, what they can overcome, what they can do, but also empowering them to know that if I can climb this mountain, then the other mountain is possible and doable. And to many learners out there, 12 million learners in South Africa between grade 4 and 12 that potentially could use this app, for them to start believing that they can, I think to me that's the biggest achievements.
Yeah, I mean, and it's fascinating that, as you say, it's about influencing one person. Those individual stories are what makes it all worthwhile at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, you've also touched on a really important point there is, you know, you've been privileged to teach at some of, let's call it the Hiltons, the St. Anne's, those kind of schools which are out of reach of many. And I guess a lot of those students take that education that they receive for granted. But what UpEd enables is for 12 million people to get access, you know, to that quality of learning and that thought process, you know, and I think that's really where the power lies, is enabling that for everyone at a low and affordable cost and all those good things, you know. So, and it starts with one. It's one inspirational story that somebody else says, "Oh, wow, if UpEd could do that for me, you know, imagine what it could do for somebody else." And hopefully for your business, that goes viral, you know, and it explodes, you know. So we all hope for that, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the wonderful things to me about growth is that when we started, we never imagined that the app will now be generic, that we can load any content onto it. And here we are. And if we didn't stumble, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah. Mm. Ilse, I mean, so you've achieved an amazing amount in a short period of time. Can you just maybe share a little bit of your plans for the future? So, I mean, I hate this question when it comes up in interviews, like, where do you see yourself in 3 years' time? But as an entrepreneur, having that vision is important. Where would you like to see UpEd in 3 years' time? What sort of impact do you want it to be making? You know, if you can just share a little bit about that vision.
So at the core, UpEd helps children to learn and helps parents to help their children to learn. That's the core of what we do. And the app is at the very heart of that. But we've realized, and it was actually at a BizVal function where I had a fascinating conversation with one of the people there, that it just dawned on me that UpEd as an app is the core, it's the heart, but it must become part of a value chain. And so we're currently working on that value chain. So textbooks for those children that cannot access the technology, that aren't able to access the app, but I've got 26,000 screens live on the app currently. Putting that into a textbook or a workbook, and then learners that are able to use the app to have that immediate feedback, know what they're learning, have the technology guide them through the learning, and then a tutoring, a one-on-one teaching, so that we can help learners from the very start to the very end, those learners that are fine with just the guidance of a workbook, some that need more support with an app, and some that need one-on-one teaching. So that value chain is what we are currently working on.
That's fascinating. I mean, I chuckled a little bit when you say helping the parents as well. You know, my daughter's grade 7 exams and trying to remember the algebra and that I did in maths 25 years ago is tough. And you know, also, I mean, you talk a little bit. I think many of our listeners will remember, was it William Smith from the Knysna Heads, you know, the early days of, let's call it, online education, you know, sitting watching SABC 3 and, you know, those science lessons, and how that helps so many people. And I think UpEd is almost in a sense a sort of UpEd Learn, sorry, is the sort of the modern day evolution of that in some ways, you know. Mm-hmm. So people don't sit and watch terrestrial TV anymore, you know. Yeah. People are on their smartphones and, you know, their apps and what have you. So it's fascinating just to see how that's going to evolve. And it'll be interesting to have this conversation in 3 years' time. I'm sure where you land is going to be very different to what you think it is now, right?
Sure. So,
absolutely. Yeah. That's the other thing I'm sure of. If it is change, the other thing is what you're planning.
Yeah.
That's not going to work exactly like that. You'll get there, but because you're heading for something very specific, but it will change along the way.
100%. So Ilse, we've got two more questions for you. I'm getting good at sort of managing the time on these shows. I think when we started a while back, I was like either too much or too short. But you know, they say if you want to go fast, go alone, and if you want to go far, go together. So you've got a team behind you at UpEd. Obviously, you're the founder, and let's call it the brains behind it. But can you maybe just share a bit of the importance of your team, the role that they've played in building the business? You know, and that team probably speaks to people in the business, but also your family and your support structure. Mm. And I think you touched on it already, so maybe just share a bit about the team and then any plans for developing beyond just an Afrikaans language platform, which I think you've already touched on. So
yes, so I am a firm believer in that concept of Ubuntu. I am because you are. Mm. And to be a founder and working alone, you know, having this vision and doing all of that alone, to building that into a team, I just stand back and I can't believe that these people share my passion and they get up in the morning and they are doing what I love doing and they have fallen in love with that. So that to me inspires me. They inspire me. And I find that my position is enabling them to do their best, to find their passion and to live that out. I, as recently as last year, December, realized that the business has grown to a place where me being the person managing it day to day doesn't serve the business the best anymore. Mm. I still have the vision and all of that, but I found a wonderful woman, Nerine Erasmus, and she has taken over the day-to-day running of the business this year. And let me tell you, she's brilliant at it. and I'm very grateful for her. And that has really freed me up to focus on the platform again. It is a product. The business relies on the product being fresh, being up to date. And so that is what I'm working on. And then I've got a little something extra up my sleeve. I love research. I love finding different ways of doing things. And I created an algorithm that it will blow or is already changing the acquisition of languages in South Africa. I'm proving the concept in a project that I'm doing and having mind-blowing results. And so busy preparing the app for loading what I call atomic concepts into the app. And then, no, not only Afrikaans. I believe in changing the world through education, and Afrikaans will never change the world. And so the acquisition of English first additional language, English home language, and then other languages as well, that is very much in our strategic planning. Yes.
Awesome.
Fantastic. So, Ilse, I mean, I'm going to ask you one last question is, you know, we always ask this to our guests, is what piece of advice would you give to other aspiring entrepreneurs out there, or even people who don't realize they're entrepreneurs yet? It could be listeners sitting without a job or in a dead-end job and wanting to do something. Like, what's your sort of, like, key advice?
Can the language teacher give you a maths equation for this answer?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Be times do equals have. So it depends on who you are and it depends on what you do. That will determine your outcomes. So be comfortable with discomfort. Lean into not knowing things. That is the be part. Have integrity. Become the best that you can be. Doing is reading, listening. Proverbs says that there's wisdom in many advisors. So listen to what people say, read, prepare yourself to take what you are and apply that. And it's only then that you will have, because at some stage in your entrepreneurial journey, you will get to a place where you've listened to everyone, you've read what you could read, you've learned what you can learn, and then you have to back yourself. Mm. And you have to make a decision that you are not sure if it's the right one, but according to what you know, this is the decision to make. Mm. And it's then that B times do equals have really comes into play, that I've done what I could do, I am who I am, and now I trust the process, and I trust that in Afrikaans we call it a pains gevoel, this feeling in the pit of my stomach that this is the right thing to do. It's then that I can trust that and know that I'm on the right track.
Ilza, I mean, I love that equation. Let me recap that. That sort of B times do is equals have. Yeah. You know, and you know, if you don't have the do, you're just a dreamer, you know.
Sure.
And if you have the do without the be, you know, you're just spinning around in a circle, so to speak. Mm. You know, so it's a wonderful equation and a good philosophy to live mm-hmm. by. Ilza, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You know, and really just sharing your journey. It's really so inspiring just to, you know, hear you share that, and hopefully the listeners also sort of take something out of that, and you know, somebody sitting there on the fence, you know, realizing they need to do. You know, so really thank you so much. Are there any sort of closing thoughts you have before I hand over to Sakia to wrap up and maybe get some of the details so people can find you online and all of that jazz?
I think that there's always scope to become more, and so in this whole living of life that we're doing, to always reach for more. I it's that thing of leaning into discomfort. It's only when we lean into that that we can become more. And I've become more and more convinced that I don't trust things that are easy. And I look for those opportunities to learn. Never stop being inquisitive. Never stop that.
Sure, man. That's truly powerful. And, you know, I've been receiving some powerful gems in between. So thank you so much for that. And yes, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us this morning, Ilza. And before we let you go, though, how can our listeners get a hold of you or UpEd? Where is it available?
So www.upedlearn.co.za, very easy to get hold of us there. We have a contact form, and that will come to me, and they will be able to get a hold of me or to see what we do, meet the team and make contact with us. And thank you so much for having me. I loved it, and I will definitely, when I'm in Cape Town, I will be listening to you guys. I've actually told people, okay, guys, did you know? So it's so great to meet you guys.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Well, thank you so much, and all the very best with UpEd Learn moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Ilza. Thank you, and we'll see you in Cape Town soon. And and share the podcast. We'll send out the link once that's online.
Yes, please do. I'd appreciate that. Goodbye, everyone.
All right. Ciao. Thank you. And that, of course, is how we wrap up Business Made Simple with BizVal. And I'm seeing you in 2 weeks' time, Graham.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Fantastic.
It's Business Made Simple with BizVal. Exclusively on In Season.